The Minister of Energy, Bwache Jako, has reiterated that the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, will not be privatized. Rather, under the Private Sector Participation, or PSP, in ECG, the concessionaire will be required to have a 51% local ownership before it will be allowed to manage and operate the assets owned by government in the ECG. Speaking at the first bidders conference on ECG PSP concession in Accra, Mr. Jacko said even though over the years there have been investments in the power sector, there is a need to ensure the concessionaire is operating well to ensure reliable power supply in the country. Rukayatu Musa has more.
The conference is the first of its kind for bidders of the ECG private sector participation concession in the distribution of power. The private sector participation is one of the five activities under the ECG financial and operational turnaround project funded through the Ghana Power Compact with a $500 million support from the US. There have been some changes with the concession where about 51% of local company ownership is required. Also, the concession's turnaround has been moved from 25 years to 20 years, and workers of ECG must not be involuntarily laid off by the concessionaire. The Energy Minister, Bwache Jako, said the concession, when completed, will make ECG become an efficient and effective power sector.
The requirements of the private sector to manage, operate, and above all, carry out strategic infrastructure investments in ECG remains the key objective of the PSP program. The fact that the government is not privatizing ECG. The government of Ghana will maintain ownership of ECG assets whilst they are leased to the private sector to manage and operate. We require, nay, we insist that the private sector partners make investments in excess of $500 million during the first 5 years of the start of the lease agreement. The government's commitment to the ECG PSP program. We want to proceed in a real spirit of partnership. And this partnership is not just with government and with MEDA. It is, most importantly, with all the employees of ECG and with the good people of Ghana.
The chairperson of the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, Professor Yantiama Beidu, said the authority will ensure that the objectives outlined in the compact are met.
We were tasked by His Excellency to ensure the full implementation of the second compact to create a financially viable power sector so as to meet the current and future needs of Ghanaian families and businesses, to create jobs to help fight poverty across the country, and to make sure that the objectives of the compact are achieved.
The chief executive of MIDA, Engineer Ura Safo, said the aim of the ECG operational turnaround project was strengthen the governance and management of ECG. This will be done by an acceptable concession to reduce technical, commercial and collection losses and improve service quality in ECG.